You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
And now we're talking. We are talking. All right, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Yes, sassy and stimulating medical talk radio. Whenever I leave the sassy out, you know, I'm in a grumpy mood. I'm kind of in an okay mood. I know we spent a lot of time yesterday talking about the whole political arena. Of course, it dominated the news today. We're going to be talking about how the Supreme Court now is looking at a Medicaid issue in California, which, of course, is going to affect all of us. Also, a study came out thinking that maybe there's a chance that Alzheimer's could be contagious. Well, they're wondering if maybe there is a possible viral etiology with Alzheimer's. We need to talk about that. We're also going to talk about, like we talked about in the first hour, hot dogs and their possible cancer risk. A lot of interesting stuff today that I hope we get to it all. But, of course, what I really want to get to are your medical questions. So please call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-362-3254. You know, I'm looking at this here in the news. They say The Simpsons may actually go off air and not produce any new shows. Can you believe that, The Simpsons? Remember where you were about 23 years ago? Simpsons would be on that long. I know it's not medical news, but it's just, I love The Simpsons. I thought The Simpsons was a hilarious cartoon. I loved it. I had so much fun. I could just watch it over and over again. Apparently, they can't come up with a deal with the actors, and they want the actors to take a 45% pay cut. Now, aren't the actors the cartoon characters? Why don't they just erase a couple of the hairs on Homer's head? Well, I get it. It's the voice actors. Apparently, the voice actors are making about $8 million each contract per season. $8 million to go do. I can't do it right. Do. $8 million for that? Really? Really? Oh my gosh, I'm in the wrong business. $8 million an episode. Now, apparently what some of these actors decided that they would do is they would maybe take a 30% pay cut in a return for the show's profits. That's smart, but apparently Fox turned them down. I got to tell you, the economy is hitting everybody, even The Simpsons. See, I have to admit, I haven't really watched The Simpsons since medical school. I probably watched The Simpsons the first 5 years, maybe when I had time. You know, and then South Park came out. I love South Park. Love South Park a lot. But then that got old. It started to get really dirty. I mean, I know South Park was never the cleanest cartoon, you know, mind you, but I mean, it was at the point where you really couldn't have it on because people walking by your apartment or now with my kids, I mean, some of the stuff is really bad, really bad. Although I do have to admit, I do like the one South Park episode where they did a parody of 24. You all know one of my favorite shows is 24. Too bad it's already, you know, finished, although they may be making a movie. You heard Kiefer Sutherland, they may be making a movie. I mean, it probably wouldn't be called 24, it'd probably be called, like, 2, but we are going to be making a movie. But the parody, the self-park parody of that one, it was good. It was good. All right, just got to say that. All right, guys, so a lot to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Really quickly, this was in the news. This is cool, all right? It is called Legoo. Have you guys heard about this Legoo? Okay, for those of us that have ever done vascular surgery, when you're doing surgery, people bleed. And you're trying to sew people up and they bleed. And you sew people up and you're like, stop the blood. And when I was a medical student and when I was a resident, I was always yelled at because I wasn't stopping the bleeding. Well, it's very hard. You got the clamps in there and then, you know, if somebody, you know, then if the vessel tears. Well, this Legoo is actually goo. It's a gel that temporarily stops blood flow. You use it on vessels 4 millimeters or less in diameter. No, it won't work for your period. No, you can't use it for your period. No, no, no. This is vascular surgery. People, come on. All right, what this does is rather than using clamps or these elastic loops, basically this gel goes into the vessel and it kind of forms a plug. It'll self-dissolve after 15 minutes. right? But that plug allows you, because it's clear, to see where you need to sew. Now, if you want to quickly dissolve the plug, the surgeon could speed it up with cold pack or cold saline, and it'll dissolve. Now, of course, if we don't use this on vessels going up to the brain, you know, we have to be very careful. It's for vessels 4 millimeters or smaller. But is that cool or what? Now, supposedly this legume, see, I could speak French, legume. Rue de Paris, Legu. Now, we don't think this causes strokes at all. Like I said, we have to keep it away from the carotid arteries, which are the main artery vessels going up to the brain, etc. But that's absolutely brilliant that you could actually work. And now, you know, when I was in the ER and I had people that would just, you know, cut themselves open silly, and I try to sew, you know, one technique I would teach other people, and I teach my medical students, is sometimes we would just have to throw just a random extra stitch, right? Just to, you know, I'm trying to sew and approximate and be as cosmetic as possible, but you would just throw one big, huge stitch in there to kind of close the skin up just to stop the bleeding so you could work. Because some of these wounds, we didn't have a surgeon in town. Or we didn't have a surgeon available, so you would just have to, in the ER, make good with what you had. And, you know, that's the MacGyver medicine. So I would just throw some big, huge stitch that was maybe 4 inches apart, throw it in there, then I'd sew and approximate. When I thought there'd be enough hemostasis and the bleeding stopped, then I'd take the big stitch out, finish sewing cosmetically, and, oh, those people look good. I got to tell you, I miss ER. You know, I mean, think about it. If you guys could do, you know, ER, or, you know, give people prescriptions for suppositories, what is more exciting? The ER. But I got to tell you, you know, now that I'm older and I'm in my 40s, I don't know if I could do ER like I used to. I mean, you would run, you would lift, you know, trying to reduce someone's shoulder. If somebody had a dislocated shoulder, trying to reduce it, you needed some strength. I mean, I really got in there. Now, luckily, the guy would be completely sedated, but, I mean, you would put your whole body in there. I mean, just chest and all. And it was some good stuff, some good time. All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show, what's happening with Medicaid, and is Alzheimer's contagious? 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S., unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
This is a special announcement for all Americans who owe back taxes to the IRS or state. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. This hotline will give you free information on how you can legally reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call the Consumer Tax Hotline today at 1-800-652-3707. Grab a pen or put the number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-652-3707. When you call, you will speak with qualified companies that will tell you how to stop the collection calls, IRS letters, bank levies, and wage garnishments. Plus, these companies will deal directly with the IRS on your behalf, so you won't have to. Even if you haven't filed returns or you're already in a payment plan, you can still get relief. The current government administration is very amicable and wants to work out a program in your best interest, but this won't last forever, and your tax problem only gets worse if you do nothing or try to handle it yourself. It does make a big difference in who you call, so call the Consumer Tax Hotline today for free information. 1-800-652-3707. That's 1-800-652-3707.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. Big Berkey WaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products, but increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, Big Berkey WaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water, and because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's Big Berkey waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Medical Talk Radio, taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI, or if you don't like letters, 1-877-362-3254. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia for up-to-date medical updates, as well as our email at drdahlia.com. All right, so the Supreme Court began its new term by weighing in who gets to object when a state makes Medicaid costs. Of course, they're referring to what's going on in California, where patients and providers want to actually sue in federal court when a state cuts its payment rates in the Medicaid program. Now, right now, this whole Medicaid program is a co-op between the state and the federal government, but the federal government usually has the final say. So what's been happening is when the California legislature passed a law reducing Medicaid reimbursement rates by at least 10%, people got mad. All right? And of course, patients are mad, not because doctors are getting paid less, but because doctors are giving up on Medicaid. Doctors are saying, well, to heck with this. I'm tired of the pay cuts. I'm tired of, you know, assuming I even get paid. And I'm leaving. I'm not taking Medicaid anymore. So the number of doctors who take Medicaid is shrinking. Now, we spent a lot of time talking about this earlier this evening on the first hour of the show, and I know we talked about Medicare and Medicaid a lot on the previous hour, on the previous show, but doctors leaving Medicaid really doesn't, you know, help the cause by any means, because then the government's going to say, fine, then we're going to hire nurse practitioners and physician assistants and other mid-levels to then do the care. They could give great care. I've seen them. Do they do wonderful care? But the government's just going to take over and hire them to administer medical care for Medicaid. And if you pay medical providers a flat rate, then they don't care what Medicaid gets reimbursed as. All right? You see, then they don't have to worry about how much they're reimbursing the doctors or the mid-level practitioners. I'm sure they'll probably find some new doctors just coming out of medical school that'll say, oh, yeah, I'll take the job. They'll probably, you know, do a set payment, and then you'll have to see X number of patients. That's the way medical care is going to go. Because if you have too many people on Medicaid and not enough doctors that want to administer the medical care, they're going to have to do something. Right now, it is so hard to find a doctor that takes Medicaid. Very difficult. I mean, the waits are getting longer and longer. Now, when I was reading an article where, you know, in Texas, apparently the Texas Medicaid system, they have about 2,000 kids with cancer on Medicaid, 18,000 people with diabetes, and more than 350,000 people suffering from chronic lung disease, heart disease, or stroke. That's expensive stuff. It's expensive to take care of those people. Remember when we talked about the public option yesterday and how is it really realistic, right, to come up with an insurance plan that's going to be $200-$300? So with this Affordable Health Care Act, if they mandate you buying health insurance and there's no health insurance that's that cheap because of cancer, heart disease, et cetera, government's going to come in and come in with the public option. We've talked about this. Trust me, it's going to happen. I don't want it to, but it's going to happen. You'll see. If not this administration, the next administration, depending on who takes over. Now, how expensive is it to take care of 2,000 kids with cancer, 350,000 people with long-term diseases, and 18,000 people with diabetes? It's pretty expensive, people. Pretty, pretty expensive. And unless we have healthy people putting into the system or healthy people getting taxed, they're not going to do it. So cutting a doctor's rates 10%. So let's say a doctor gets paid $35 for the office visit. You're going to cut $3. Is that really going to make up for the other law? No, it's not going to make it up. It's not. I want to hear from you guys. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Yes, Dr. Dolly. I'm from Texas, and I have a son that's on Medicaid. He can't find a doctor that will see him because he is on Medicaid, and therefore he has no choice but to go to the emergency room whenever he has a complaint. In Texas, there are very, very few doctors that will accept Medicaid patients. Just wanted to throw that out there, that comment out there.
No, thank you.
Fantastic show. Thanks.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. No, see, and it's interesting you bring that up because we were talking about that the hour before. How, remember what we talked about this Washington State. What they have to do to limit Medicaid spending is only allow Medicaid recipients to go to the ER no more than 3 times. And if you have a list of if you have any symptoms on their list of 700, which includes shortness of breath and non-cardiac chest pain and dizziness, like we all know the difference if it's chest pain or non-cardiac chest pain. I mean, honestly, if I have chest pain, I can't tell you, even as a doctor, if it's cardiac or not. You know, I mean, even if it breaks the rules and doesn't go by textbook, it can still be a heart attack. So what they want you to do in Washington is if you are reaching your 3-visit limit, go back to your regular doctor to be screened. But if your regular doctor isn't available or there's not enough because of they're not taking Medicaid, or the very few that do take Medicaid, they have a month or two waiting list, yes, you got to go right back to the ER. You know, I mean, we talked about this last hour, 3 visits a year. 3 visits a year, that's very easy to do if you have asthma, if you have uncontrolled diabetes, if you have uncontrolled diabetes and you get infections, if you have COPD. So, you know, we're seeing a system just teeter on the brink of collapse. And, you know, you almost wonder if this is exactly what the government had planned. Remember, the government doesn't like doctors. They, you know, government is not like doctors. They think we're too sassy and stimulating. No, they think we're too obnoxious. They think we're too opinionated. We cost too much to insure. Malpractice companies charge an arm and a leg to insure us. Right? We're very difficult to give instruction to. Okay? I mean, you know, none of us want the government telling us how to manage our patients. And the Affordable Health Care Act, Kathleen Sebelius, Director of Health and Human Services, is going to come up with committees and come up with guidelines. Now, as I'm reading this, I'm flipping the pages going, all right, if you're giving us the guidelines, the next page should say they're going to protect us from lawsuits, right? If you tell us if somebody has chest pain to only keep them in the hospital 4 hours, you're going to protect us if he has a heart attack that night, right? No, that's not in there. So you know what doctors are going to do with the guidelines? They're going to say, you know, heck to the no, or worse. They'll probably say worse. Now, I know some doctors are pro the Affordable Health Care Act. Fine, they can be. But the doctors I know think it's absolutely ridiculous. And you're going to tell me I'm the one that went to medical school? I'm the one that took care of patients? I'm the one that did 36-hour shift upon 36-hour shift? I'm the one that saw people bleed to death, saw people die? You're going to tell me how to administer health care to save the government money? You're going to tell me I'm the one with the training? Well, of course the government's like, leave. You don't want to take Medicare. You don't want to do the Affordable Health Care Act. If we come up with a public option, you don't want to do the public option. See ya. Fine. I had an email yesterday going, Dahlia, really? Why is the public option even coming back up? The reason why it's coming back up is because you heard it here first. If Obamacare does not get repealed or the Supreme Court does not find that it's unconstitutional, okay, patients or those of us that need to buy insurance probably won't be able to find affordable health insurance, and then we're going to have to pay the fine. Well, the whole purpose of the Affordable Health Care Act was there to be health insurance for all, which means if we still have millions of Americans not on insurance because they can't afford it, someone's going to come in. And if a private company could do it, they would have already come in, which means who's going to come in? The government. And they want to. They want to. They're going to come in. The doctors that don't want to help out, they'll say, see ya. They'll hire nurse practitioners or physician assistants. They have it all planned. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hi, Dr. Dahlia. Concerning your comments on health care, I agree 100%, except that health care, to me, it's not an issue of cost or rationing or anything. It's freedom. When the government owns your health care, they own you. You are no longer a free person. You are a slave. And the problem with healthcare is it's not about healthcare. It is about power.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much. If you say that, I will listen to you forever.
Well, here's the thing. Power, of course, if you run one-sixth of the economy, whoever can run the healthcare dollars absolutely has power. Unfortunately, much of the power was usurped by the insurance companies and the pharmaceutical companies took on a lot of that power, and boy, did they have us by the cojones. So, I mean, I still believe something needs to be done in terms of health insurance and price and costs. Definitely we need tort reform, but you're right. The government would love to be in charge of this. Right now, you have doctors making decisions on your health care. We have a patient we just diagnosed with lymphoma. I want full court press on her. I love this lady. I mean, I love all my patients. And I want this woman. She's got two young kids. I want full court press. You think the government's going to be happy with somebody like me? No way. Of course they want to get involved. All right, when we come back, is Alzheimer's contagious and do hot dogs cause cancer on the Dr. Dahlia Show? 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a
king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with wild birch bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, the main name in military supply.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Show Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio, taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI, and of course your emails at drdahlia.com. So this was very, very interesting. The story coming from Fox News, and they entitled this, Can You Catch Alzheimer's Disease? Okay, now, all right, I don't think Alzheimer's comes from a virus. I don't, okay? We talk about this abnormal protein deposition, and the abnormal protein deposition causes the dementia, causes you to have your memory loss, loss of cognitive function, etc. But this is very, very interesting, all right? How these researchers looked at this is they looked at these proteins being bad proteins, okay? They just called them bad proteins. Now, these bad proteins, we know they accumulate in the brain. We know they form the plaque deposits. We know this. And they kill nerve cells, okay? What they decided to do, though, is see if you put these proteins or abnormal brain tissue into a healthy area will it cause that healthy area to go bad as well? Well, what they did is they injected mice with brain extracts of people that had Alzheimer's, that had the plaques. When they injected into the mice, the mice started to develop plaques and have brain changes as well. Freaky. Now, of course, the placebo ones, the ones that they didn't inject, the normal mice still stayed normal. Now, this is a study that I believe was done at the University of Texas Medical School of Houston. I mean, so does that mean once you get a bad protein as a domino effect, it starts to just take over cell by cell or the deposition? Or do some people do have some low-lying virus and the virus is the one that helps deposit the protein? We don't know. We don't know. Now, of course, if you stand next to an Alzheimer's patient, no, you're not going to get Alzheimer's, okay? We don't think that happens at all. Okay, because people take care of Alzheimer's patients all the time. But was it possibly a virus you might have contracted a while back? Or once you have the protein deposition, if they think there's some sort of propagation, then maybe what they could do is they could stop the propagation early and not allow the spread, just like we try to stop a virus. So this is pretty cool stuff, okay? I mean, I know every other day I'm coming up with a story on Alzheimer's, and I know, you know, some of you are like, you know, Dahlia, just, you know, when are they going to tell us there's a cure? Well, we don't have that yet, and I don't know when we're going to get a cure. I don't know if we ever will. But I got to tell you, you know, you see them just, you know, day after day, they're going to find something. I know they are. It just, unfortunately, with something like this, this could possibly set us back years of research if what we think causes Alzheimer's isn't really the cause. So it'll be interesting to see. Okay. Also, what we talked about in the first hour of the show, which I'm talking to you about now, is, you know, these billboards around the country saying, don't eat hot dogs, they cause cancer. You've seen some of them? All right. So basically, there's a group that wants to scare people into not eating hot dogs because they say the hot dogs and the nitrates, the sodium nitrate in the hot dogs cause cancer. I was on Fox 5 News tonight talking about this. Now, all right, here's the thing. Okay, honestly, when I look at hot dogs and I look at processed meat, I love them. I think they taste yummy. But, you know, just don't make it a staple. All right, there was a study showing that if you do eat hot dogs, and we talked about this on our show, all right, where the nitrates in the hot dogs can increase your chance of colon cancer by 21%. We talked about that, okay? And it makes sense, you know, I mean the preservatives. Now, why do the nitrites or the nitrates cause cancer? Well, apparently once they're turned into an active form by the acid in your stomach or by the amines from some of the meat that you eat with it, they turn into an N, they call it an N-nitroso compound. Now, this N-nitroso compound could cause cancer. Now, what happens is the U.S. FDA said if you have vitamin C or ascorbic acid in there, it actually negates some of the cancer-causing effects and prevents it from being cancer-causing. So the FDA has demanded that there's a level of vitamin C in foods that have these nitrates and nitrites. And something like, why the heck are they in there to begin with? Well, the reason why hot dogs have them is it's a preservative, and these preservatives prevent botulism toxin. Botulism kills. Botulism is bad. So you really don't want that. So that's why we have the nitrates, and the nitrates are preservatives. They keep the food longer. They prevent you from getting botulism. All right, so what about nitrate or nitrate-free hot dogs? Well, from what I understand, they look brown. Okay, nitrite, true nitrite is kind of pinkish clear. All right, so the hot dogs still look pink. But if you have the nitrate-free, the hot dogs are kind of brownish. They look old. So apparently companies aren't able to sell them. So nobody wants a nitrate-free hot dog. Okay, so what do we take from this? Do hot dogs cause cancer? Well, here's the thing. It's not just hot dogs. Okay, you know, people say, well, then I'll just have a turkey dog. Turkey dogs do it too. Bacon has nitrates. So many foods. You know, vegetables have nitrates and nitrates, but they have the natural ones. And their own natural vitamins help negate any cancerous effects from those. That's why we don't get cancer from vegetables. The other thing, too, you have to realize is when you do poop, or if you don't poop and you have this meat and these preservatives kind of, you know, stuck and sitting there in your colon because you can't digest it, it sits there and eats away at the colon lining. And so you know, and so unless you, I mean, unless you poop it out and have fiber and keep the valves running, that could also be carcinogenic. You know, you don't want food sitting there, especially anything with preservatives. So, again, law of moderation, people, okay? You don't really need to eat hot dogs every day. You don't need to eat preserved meat every day. Also, keep in mind, hot dogs have a lot of salt. You know, and again, I don't want to be anti-hot dog. If I ever get to go to a Dodgers game, and I really want to, I know I'm going to have to save up money because it's expensive. I'm going to have a dog. I'm sorry. That's just what you do when you go to a football game. But, you know, also keep in mind, too, you know, when you charcoal meat, right, those are carcinogenic, too, if you charcoal meat. You know, my husband, he likes to make the burgers black. I don't like to eat it with all that stuff. You know, that could also cause a problem. So, you know, just, you know, vegetables, fish, mix it up a little. A hot dog once in a blue moon shouldn't hurt. Of course, don't forget to exercise, watch your alcohol, maintain healthy weight. But fiber. We're all scared of colon cancer. And remember, we talked about colonoscopies. You need to make sure that you do your colonoscopies. Okay. All right. All right, that is enough about the tissue and hot dogs. Really quickly, also in the news today, scientists have come up with a super broccoli. British scientists have come up with a super-duper broccoli. They call it Beneforte. If any of you want to name your kid something, maybe Beneforte. Apparently, this vegetable contains so much nutrients, all right? I mean, I don't know how they made it three times, but normal broccoli is supposed to decrease your prostate cancer or colon cancer risk. Apparently, this sucker has three times the amount of a plant chemical called glucoraphanin. I think I got that right. Okay? Apparently, this is shown to decrease cancer. The nutrients converted in the stomach to sulforaphane, I can't pronounce it either. And scientists think what sulforaphane does is prevent cell division, which causes cancer. So pretty soon on the shelves in the UK and maybe later in America, we'll have super broccoli. Personally, I get a little nervous with people injecting or doing anything to our food. I'm scared of the grapes I see. These grapes are the size of plums. I get really nervous needing a fork and knife to eat a grape. But that's just what's happening now with our foods. They think they're making everything bigger and better. Also in the news today, they're talking about most of us that are pale and not very tan, present company included, needs vitamin D. Those of us low in vitamin D, we're at risk for bone loss, heart disease, breast cancer, we've talked about this. But they say if you see somebody that's pale, they probably have vitamin D deficiency. Well, of course, everybody's telling us to stay out of the sun so we don't get skin cancer and melanoma. Of course, duh, right? We don't want to age. Now, I have very fair skin. I stay out of the sun because I don't want to look any older than I already do. But we need to keep our vitamin D up, all right? So, guys, you know what to do. You know how to do it. I say everybody should take at least 1,000 units of vitamin D a day if you're low, 2,000. But get your levels checked before you do any of that. All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Guys, notice things are different now that you're a little older? Girls, notice your guy's not quite the man he used to be? Lower energy, more fat, lower sex drive? It all could be the signs of testosterone levels dropping. It doesn't matter who you are, guys, this will happen to you. But now, for the first time, we can boost testosterone naturally by 61% with Ageless Male, a safe, natural supplement that helps you maintain normal, healthy testosterone levels. Ageless Male is proven in clinical research to safely boost testosterone by 61%. Healthy testosterone means more vitality, a great outlook, and a healthy sex drive. This is a game changer. Be an Ageless Male.
For your risk-free trial, just call 1-800-350-2122. Don't wait another day. Call 1-800-350-2122. That's 1-800-350-2122.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
This is a special alert from eFoods Direct. Silver just dumped to a two-year low, and right now the stock market crashes and recrashes daily. What does that mean to you? When stocks crash, companies fail, jobs are lost, and you can't buy the already too expensive food. eFoods just got notice that wholesale costs on pasta, rice, and beans will immediately jump 20%. The all-time high cost of sugar is tripling. Those who tried to buy silver for security just lost a big piece of the food their silver might have bought before it crashed. So what are you going to do? Get as much food as you can. With these problems you're facing, eFoods Direct has no choice but to extend the free shipping another week to October 9th. Free shipping to October 9th buys more food with shipping dollars. Call 800-409-5633, 24 hours. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Question: when the next disaster strikes, will you be ready? Answer: yes. If you have top quality survival gear from the survivalzone.com, these days it's wise to keep a survival kit in your vehicle, home, and office. The survivalzone.com specializes in ready to go wilderness, 72 hour and compact survival kits, plus freeze dried and dehydrated food, MREs, stun guns, non hybrid seeds, and much more. Call 603-838-5933 to be prepared with the survivalzone.com.
Show Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio, taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Your emails at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com, and I promise we'll get to them. We got a lot of good ones. Just we're trying to squeeze it all in, but we're going to squeeze all in. If not, I'll try to answer them each personally. And please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Also, do not forget about the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. We are going to Alaska next year. Some of you hear my commercial, some of you don't. So I got to work on a better commercial anyway. I promise I won't have any singing in it. I promise. But great trip. So please go to our website so you can figure out how to sign up, call the travel agency, and get your room booked. Okay, so apparently there's a study at the University of Mississippi Medical Center saying residents now are learning less and performing at least 520 fewer procedures than they did prior to 2003 when they started to lighten the hour load for residents. Now, remember we talked about this when I was in training? We would do 36-hour shifts back-to-back, and I like bringing it up because it's one of those, you know, I had to walk uphill in the snow both ways type of thing. So you get these medical students that look all rested, right? You know, nothing's wrong with their makeup and their hair is perfect. And, I mean, when I rotated through, I mean, I looked like I was run over by a truck both ways on the uphill that was snowed in, all right? So, you know, when they decided to lower the amount of hours that residents work and doctors worked, I was actually a proponent of that because it was ridiculous. We would drive home and fall asleep at the wheel, would fall asleep at street lights and stoplights. When we'd be taking care of patients, we were exhausted. I remember falling into a patient because I was half asleep. She was pregnant, actually, and I fell on her tummy. Now, everything was fine. I delivered the baby. The baby was on its way out. Everything was fine. But, I mean, I was half asleep. And how do you deliver good care? Not to mention, you have to study for your boards. You have to study for your shelves and the certain tests. And, you know, it was very difficult. And I'm like, you know, what's the point? Just so the hospital could only pay us $1.40 an hour? And I'm like, this is ridiculous. So when I believe they limited it to doctors don't have to, I guess, or the residents don't have to work for more than 24 hours at a time, then, you know, we're like, okay, well, good, you know, slackers. Boy, you guys got it easy. But what they're finding now is these residents are doing a lot less. They're learning a lot less, doing less procedures. Now, I have to admit, most of the work, most of the nitty-gritty, most of the babies I delivered, most of the surgeries I did, and the patients I worked with were when I was on call. You know, I mean, I hate to admit it, but looking back on my training, that's when we busted our butt, and that's when we got a lot done. Now, the second most, I think, crucial time in my training was when I did ER. You know, and I tell the medical students, I go, if you can on your own go and work in an ER for a year, you're going to learn so much more. Because remember, when you're a medical student, you know, you're still trying to, you know, worry about on your next night off, are you going to have a date? You know, you're still worried if you're going to pass your tests. You know, you're worried if you're going to pass your rotation. So you don't really take stuff in. But when you're actually working and you are forced to take care of patients because now their lives are dependent on you, you have nobody else to rely on, as well as from a liability standpoint, it's all you, then, boy, you seem to really, really take in a lot and you seem to read up on everything. So I would recommend, you know, anybody try to take a year and work in an ER because you will really learn a lot. But I know, you know, a lot of times we don't. I mean, I worked in an ER while I was in residency. I just double did and it was exhausting. But, you know, here's the thing. We already put in 4 years of college. We put 4 years of medical school in. For a family doc or internist or pediatrician, 3, maybe 4 years. When you specialize more than that, that's already a lot of years of school. But they're finding less procedures are done because now residents get to go home and go to sleep. Well, boo-hoo. I mean, it's up to you guys. I think being sleep deprived is worse for the patients. And maybe what they need to do is extend medical school or maybe extend the training an extra couple months. Making people do a surgery sleep deprived in the middle of the night after working 30 hours straight, no, I don't think you learn anything. Okay. Now, speaking of being sleep deprived and looking incoherent, article came out talking about how drunken students who post Facebook photos could be at risk. So they say if your child or college student posts pictures of them being drunk on Facebook, they may have a drinking problem. Really? Really? A new study from researchers at the University of Wisconsin-Madison said those Facebook posting may be a signal that the student is at clinical risk of having a drinking problem. Of course they have a drinking problem. Of course they do. Letting themselves get, you know, plastered and then have the picture plastered all over the internet. Yes, there's probably something wrong with them. Now here's the thing. You know, we talk about college-age drinking, and researchers are dissecting college-age drinking, you know, left and right, going, okay, do we have a problem? Do they need therapy? I mean, come on, look, most people that go to college or high school, or I guess just, I don't know, enjoy their youth, they get drunk, they get plastered, they do stupid things. Not all of them go on to be alcoholics. Okay, they don't. Where I would really worry about this whole Facebook posting thing is your daughter Facebooking pictures of her tight sweater or her underwear. Or if you have a boy who has some aspirations to be a congressman who takes pictures of himself in his underwear and tweets them to somebody else. That's when I would worry if your kids do something like that. But honestly, you know, some of you will have children or grandchildren that are exhibitionists. I mean, they will have a body and they'll want people to see it. And I think that's very sad. I grew up in a family who grew up in an era where, I mean, you stay dressed. I mean, you just never, I mean, you close your door if you're changing, you close the bathroom, you don't, you know, you're just very, very private. And, you know, then here I am now, a mom of two boys. And, you know, the boys, when they were really, really young, like 1, 2 years old and running around, and I had to pee, and I'd leave the door open because I would, you know, want to know what they're doing. And, you know, they wouldn't know. They wouldn't care. You know, you just kind of sit there, with a magazine anyway. But then they started to get used to that. They didn't like it when I closed the door because they were like, where's mom? And they were always getting into trouble. So, you know, after a while, everybody in the family just potties with the door open. I'm like, guys, there's a door. Close it. Everybody walks in. I'm like, I want privacy. So now I lock the door. But the boys, they just run around. They don't care if they're in their underwear. They don't care if they just don't care. And so it kind of drives you crazy because I come from a very, very private family. You keep yourself dressed. You don't have anything to be ashamed of, but you know, you don't pee or poop with the door open. I mean, you know, light a match, do a courtesy flush, but keep the door closed. So what do you do if your kids are doing crazy things and posting them on Facebook? Well, you get a Facebook account. You try to become friends with them on Facebook. Maybe come up with a dummy account and you see what the hell your kid's doing. If your kid is going to plaster that on Facebook, do it. Then maybe take them to the police station, have them talk to one of the officers, and ask them what happens if they have proof that somebody does underage drinking. Maybe that'll scare them, all right? Yeah, okay. Now, of course, some of these college students, of course, are overage, but I know there's high school students. They think they are so cool holding a beer. You know, it's incriminating. We need to really teach our kids how dangerous the whole cybersphere is. Any picture can be taken, but what's really scary is any picture could be dummied up. All right, not to bring up something disgusting, but there was a picture circulating the internet years ago when these sites first came up where there were a couple girls in bathing suits standing next to, I guess, a guy. And one of the girls, somebody, I think, added a tampon string to, okay? Now, to me, it looked fake because I've never seen a string that long to be able to leave a bathing suit and be hanging down like that. It was ridiculous. But it caused a lot of distress for this person, okay? So teach your kids that they could be completely humiliated by people that know how to Photoshop and get them off the internet. All right, we are going to be back for another hour. Stay tuned. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, supplements, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.